Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. It's too early in the day for this, George. Too early in the day for this. Too early in the day. Context matters. Situation matters. Speaking of that, this isn't totally apples to apples, but I was my guy Dan Beyer, who I do a Sunday show with on Fox, who's listened to it 4 to 7 on Sundays. He tweeted something I totally agree with. Am I the only one that, like, if there's a scary movie? A scary movie preview on TV, like a commercial for it, I look away.
Nick, I swear I will find something else to look
at. I don't need that in my life. No. I do not need to see the Conjuring 2 trailer. I don't need to see the little dolly look away. I don't need that. I don't need that. I value sleep too much in my life. I'm not trying to. I'm kind of over scary movies, though. I'm out.
I've never been in. I'm out.
I mean, at one point, I had this idea that, like, the most player Mac thing you can do when you're alone with a female is to put on a super duper scary movie, and then they're gonna have to cuddle up close to you. Like, that was I thought that was like the move, you know?
Mm-mm. No,
put like on that a- was like you know what the secret is to. Success with women, scary movies. No,
you put on a notebook and you shed one single tear.
You're in there. I tell you that bringing up the notebook is I'm just being honest with y'all. You guys are. Sometimes I'm too honest with y'all. You know one of the very first dates Kim and I went on. We each got to choose. We're gonna watch a doubleheader movie.
Ooh.
She gets to choose a movie. I get to choose a movie. The movie I chose was The Wood with Omar.
Nick.
You ever see that movie?
Yeah, I saw.
Tell me that's not a great movie.
That's a good movie.
It's okay. That's so people, everyone's like, oh, God, that's a chat. Watch the movie and tell me it's not good.
That's a good movie.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. And then she chose The Notebook. And I had never seen The Notebook.
It's good.
George.
It's a good movie.
George. I had to leave the room because I was like crying too hard. You know, you got to maintain some semblance of like, I'm a man. I will, what you need me to chop down a tree? Shh, I got it. Hey, honey, let me know if there's any trees you need chopped down. Like, you're still in that mode a little bit, right? We watched The Notebook. I am like, I lost it. At the end of the movie, I lost it. And I was like, I gotta go upstairs. I made up some lie. I don't know what I said. I was like, I gotta go check on some upstairs. She had to have known that this dude was crying his butt off. I went upstairs. I remember I went in the bathroom and I was like, you know, have you ever been crying and you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, damn,
I gotta get it together.
Get it together, dog.
Yep.
All right. Ooh. The Notebook got your boy.
Oh man.
I mean, what it was about it, man. I was. Hey. See, but I'm like that. Like, if a movie, a TV show, or commercials meant to, like, get you to cry, like, chances are I'm going to cry.
I'm with you.
I don't care. I know we all want to act like we're tough.
If you play the wrong song at the wrong moment, your boy.
Might get you a little bit.
It will get me.
You know what movie got me hard? I'm talking, I was pretty much fighting back tears throughout the entire movie. Why are you laughing at me already?
After The Notebook, I don't know what to expect, man.
You ever seen the movie Fault in Our Stars?
Oh, Nick.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh,
yeah. That should come with, like, you know how there's NC-17 movies? Like, there should be a warning on that movie. Like, warning. This movie's sad as hell. Oh. You need to think twice.
And it's the whole movie.
It's the whole movie. I was crying the whole movie. Not, you know, there could be a part. Like, The Notebook, I wasn't crying the entire time in The Notebook.
Right.
There was the end.
Right.
Or it's like the end. If you see Stars Born, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, you see that movie?
No, actually, I haven't, but I heard that would get me.
That at the end. it'll get you.
My friends have told me. They're like, George,
better,
when you watch that movie, you better.
Yeah. But Fault in Our Stars is just like, it is. It is 90 minutes of just crying. I was exhausted. When the movie's over, it's a great movie. I mean, it's an unbelievable movie. Really good movie. But I was exhausted at the end of the movie.
Mm. It's such a good movie.
Oh, that movie.
It is such a good movie.
Man, but that seriously, that movie needs to come, that should come with like a warning. I can't just
I'm glad we're on the same page, though. I'm telling you, there.
I cry all the time. You know what's something I enjoy doing?
Hmm.
It's coming up in like a couple of weeks. You know where the Sports Center My Wish things?
Oh,
bro, there are times, man. I'm like, yeah, you got to do it alone.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You got to be like, everybody out of the house. Hello.
Oh man.
All right, pop in a 10-minute Sports Center My Wish. Psh, get a good cry in. You're feeling good about things. It's
done.
Incredible.
Done.
You like those?
Those
are bomb, aren't
good.
They? Yeah, they have. It's always, you know, a little kid going through some things, and then he or she wants to meet whoever.
Said superstar.
Any superstar. They hang out. Man, just get you a good cry in, man.
Actually, like you said, it's coming up. There's going to be a WWE one.
Oh, really? Who is it?
Stephanie McMahon. I guess she was doing some YouTube stuff, and so she's like, yeah, I'm here filming some My Wish for ESPN.
Man, those are the best things in the world. The other day, is there anything more important than brightening the spirits of a child that is going through a horrific health issue?
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. There is not, like, the people at Children's Hospital and all that stuff, those people they're the best in the world. I mean, is there anything more important? No. There's literally nothing more important than that. What happened this segment? Whose fault was?
How
peaches and cream. Yeah, it somehow started with peaches and cream. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that was you. The 112 joke.
Oh, boy. Man. You got to be careful. You got to be careful about.
And I'm always in the. I always end up like crying during movies where people are like, "Why are you crying?" Like The Lion King still gets me.
Yeah.
So when I go see this new one,
yeah, you better be prepared. I watched Mava. Mava watched The Lion King, and the scene when whatchamacallit died.
Man,
she was like, you know, wearing it, and was like, "What happened, Daddy?" And I was like, "Man, Mufasa, dog. Man, Mufasa tripping, ain't he?"
Oh,
Mufasa,
man. I you know what? That I'm not gonna lie. I would love to like sit with a 7 or 8 year old, like not weird. Just like let me.
I got rewind that. And start that sentence again. You want to watch Lion King with an 8 year old?
I want to babysit one of my best friend's kids.
There you go.
And I want to watch Lion King with them for the first time.
I'm telling you, it's interesting. Yeah. I didn't even look at the theater. At the screen. I just watched her watch, and she was wearing it, dude.
Man,
she feels it.
She understands it.
Oh, she understands it. Oh boy, I tell you, Simple Sauce T-shirt says I went to the Nun. You seen that preview? That movie?
Yeah.
Terrifying. I went to the Nun with a girl, and I started at the exit sign, stared at the exit sign through the entire movie with my eyes out. Scary movies are the worst. He said, fun fact, we are not together anymore. Yeah, I'll do that. I'm like, if a movie's really scary, I'm looking up there. I'm not looking up.
And I'm jumpy in general. You'll see when Twitty comes up behind me. I'm jumpy in general. If you put something, ooh.
Yeah. Chris says, for years, I lied to my wife that I had not seen The Notebook because it was too much, but probably watched The Weather. Great experience on the movie. You got to. The Nun. Why would you go see The Nun, man? Like, what do you like?
Hard pass.
I'd rather just go stare at a tree for 2 hours.
I'll stand outside.
Oh, God. Seriously. SportsCenter, My Wishes. I'm looking forward to them.
So good.
It's always mid-July, right?
It's always mid-July, and that song just draws you in.
My Wish. I don't know what happened today.
I don't know.
I'm going to blame you.
I'm totally putting this blame on you.
Okay.
The 112 reference earlier.
Fallen Our Stars. Man, you guys got to be careful with that. That's serious. That movie should come with a warning.
Yo, here's,
I was exhausted.
This is their warning. Like, people are going to go watch that movie.
I'll tell you right now, guys, if you're going to watch that movie, you just, man. Movie gets you. All right. Coming up next, we'll man it up and talk about all the, you know, manly stuff we've done in our life in game time.